Welcome to today's broadcast entitled The Tar Pit. One lovely spring day, I somehow acquired a large amount of fresh tar on one of my car tires, so I decided to take it into the car wash. The car was overdue for a wash anyway. As I drove forward into the wash area, I found that I was expected to take my hands off the steering wheel and my foot off the brake. Well, this was quite an uncomfortable thing for me to do, because it meant I would have no ability to determine where my car went, how fast it would go, or where or when it would stop. In short, I would have no control over what was going on. Yet, is this not what God expects of us? Isn't it simply that He wants us to trust Him with the controls of our lives in exchange for a life that is more abundant, purified, and right before Him? Well, as I moved along in the cleansing process, initially I could hear the sound of water spraying, but further along, I found myself blind to what was going on with the car. I could hear slaps and smacks and an occasional clunk, but I had no idea what was going on during the process. Imagine if I had tried to take control of the wheel, not knowing where it would lead me. I might have crashed into a wall or a machine, destroying it or me. Instead, I trusted the Maker to take me through the process safely to the other side. And as I came to the end of the wash, there was light, and a wall-sized mirror on either side of me revealed what appeared to be me seated in a sparkling brand new car. I mean, it looked like it was the star vehicle in a car showroom window. It was clean, free of mess. It was seemingly gleaming in a kind of relieved sort of way with its new do. That's how it's meant to be with us when we simply let go of the controls of our lives and just trust God with the process. All He's trying to do is to rid us all of the weights and the wrongdoings that had our lives so polluted that we didn't realize how messed up our life was in the first place. When we just trust Him and simply come to Him like a little child, trusting that He will fix what is wrong, He will then take over the process, cleanse us of all the wrongs in our lives when we confess them to Him, and He'll make us new creations in Him. It's as we surrender to the Lord, open our mouths and cry out to Him with thanksgiving that He fills us with His Holy Spirit. And then as we follow the leading of the Spirit, we truly become completely new. Like my car that day, we don't recognize ourselves. We don't respond to people in the unloving ways we used to. We want nothing to do with things that displease God. And we want more and more of this Jesus who loved us so much that He took our place in the judgment hall and the places of punishment. He took our place on the cross with its shame, mockery, and pain. He took being utterly forsaken so that we would never be forsaken. And He took it all so that we would be cleansed of our wrongdoings, have peace with God, have peace of mind, and have healing for our body. Hallelujah. He triumphed over all that you and I would ever go through. For He rose on the third day with all power in heaven and earth given to Him. He intercedes for us in prayer. He leads us by His Spirit. He alone gives us true life, the more abundant life. I encourage you to run to the Lord's loving arms today. Confess what you've done wrong. It's okay. He's faithful and just to forgive you of any wrongs. Knowing that you're forgiven allows you to freely and boldly come to the throne of grace to receive mercy and grace to help in the time of need. Trusting the Lord and giving yourself to Him entirely allows you to receive the Holy Spirit and to commune with the Lord, to be made completely new, and to move forward, living a life that is more abundant, holy, and righteous before God. Be blessed.